虽然我们在网上聚会，但是能够在主的同在里面，是一个何等的祝福。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity.
我们感谢主给我们这个机会。
I want to begin by reading actually several scriptures.
愿我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Beginning with 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.
哥林多后书三章二到三节。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.You are our letter written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Then 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
彼得前书三章八到九节。
So 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. To sum up, let all be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted,Humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱，如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
We're going to look at several verses in John chapter 13.
我们还要读在约翰福音十三章的几处圣经。
So we'll begin with John 13, 1 through 5.
第一节到第五节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own for who were in the world, he loved them to the end.And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来。脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
And then finally, John chapter 13, verses 12 and 13.
约翰福音十三章十二到十三节。
And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right."For so I am.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。”
And then actually 14 and 15.
然后14节、15节。
So if I, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example, so that you would also do.Just as I did for you.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
One further word of prayer.
再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do come to you humbly and dependent.
主，我们谦卑地来到你面前，我们真是需要你。
We are reminded that only you can reveal yourself.
我们被提醒，主，只有你自己能够将你自己启示给我们。
And so, Lord, we yield to the working of your Spirit.
我们对你 工作的圣灵，主，我们顺服你。
May you anoint the words and speak forth what you desire.
愿你膏抹这些话，照你心里所想的来说。
And we ask that you open the eyes of us, your servants, Lord, that we may see what is on your heart.
也求你打开你仆人们的眼睛，所以我们可以看见你心里面所想要的。
Into your faithful hands we commit ourselves, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们把自己让在你信实的手中，靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
So as we all know, we live in a very tumultuous time these days.
我们大家都知道，我们今天生活在一个很动荡的时代里面。
But it's also a very exciting time as we realize how close to the Lord's return we are.
但是因为我们知道主快要回来了，所以这也让我们非常的兴奋。
We as the church finally seem to be waking up to this fact.
我们教会好像总算是觉醒了。
After being asleep for so long, turning to hear the Master's call again.
因为我们沉睡了多时，但是我们现在要再转来向来听神对我们的呼召。
But yet within the church, we still find ourselves in some turmoil.
但是在教会的里面，我们还是发现有一些动荡。
What does it mean to answer the Master's call and take a stand for Jesus in these days?
那答应主的呼召，而且呢，站在主为主来站住，是什么意思呢
？To be His testimony individually and as the body of Christ.
我们个人还有团体，怎么样成为主的见证呢
？Now we saw some important aspects of this last week.
在过去这个礼拜。我们被提醒看到一些重要的方面。
Concerning the call to answer the Master's call and to surrender our lives to Jesus.
讲到说我们怎么样来答应主的呼召，然后奉献所有。
Our hope is not in ending 2020 and starting 2021.
我们的盼望不在说2020年快要结束，2021年快要来了。
Our hope is also not in a vaccine.
我们的盼望也不在疫苗里。
Our hope is not in any leader on this earth.
我们的盼望也不在这世上任何一个领袖。
Our hope is in Christ alone.
我们的盼望唯有基督。
The challenges, the problems we face on this earth are never going to be fully addressed or go away.
我们在地上所面临的这些挑战和问题不能够完全的解决。
Until the Lord returns and is anointed King over all.
只等到主回来被高成为万有的王。
Matthew chapter 24 reminds us until this happens, we are going to have wars and rumors of wars and pestilence, etc.
马太福音24章告诉我们说，在这些事情发生之前，会有打仗的风声，还有瘟疫。
But praise the Lord, we confidently know He is returning.
但是感谢主，我们对主的回来，我们蛮有把握。
So what does this mean for us today?
那这对我们今天有什么意义呢
？The burden on my heart this morning is to consider this aspect of how we are to be a testimony in these days.
今天在我心里面的负担就是在这个样的时候里面，我们怎么样成为主的见证
？Our responsibility to be a light in the darkness.
我们的责任就是在黑暗的里面，我们成为光。
So I want to consider three things about concerning this testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从三方面来思想怎样成为基督的见证。
First, the testimony is the character of Christ.
第一点，见证就是基督的品格和性情。
Second, testimony brings blessing.
第二，见证带来祝福。
And third, the fullness of the testimony is expressed through the body of Christ.
第三。丰满的见证需要借着基督的身体来彰显。
So first, expressing the character or the life of Christ.
首先，我们来看怎样子来彰显基督的品格或者他的生命。
So we know we're called in these days to be a testimony, to take a stand for Jesus.
我们知道今天主召我们成为他的见证，要为主站住。
Unfortunately, we often take on the world's perspective of what it means to take a stand.
但是很可惜的，我们常常为主站住这件事情呢，我们的想法就像世界上的想法一样。
Yet if we are filled with the Spirit, the very life of Christ, then the character of Christ is what should come forth.
但是当我们被神的灵充满， 那基督的性格性情就从我们里面会彰显出来。
The character of Christ is the fruit of the Spirit.
基督的品格就是圣灵的果子。
So what is this character of Christ?
基督的品格是怎样呢？
Well, the night before the Lord was crucified,
当主耶稣被卖的那一前一夜,
with full understanding of what awaited him, he gave us this beautiful picture. Go ahead.
主知道要发生的事情，但他就给我们一幅非常美丽的图画。
The character of Christ lived out in reality.
是主耶稣的他的性情在这个实际的里面就彰显出来了。
Jesus, Lord of creation, God Almighty, took the lowest position.
耶稣，这位创造的神，这位全能的神，他取了一个最卑微的位置。
With a towel girded around his waist and with a basin of water, he washed the disciples' feet.
他拿毛巾束腰，把水倒在盆子里面，然后他替门徒洗脚。
Now you may have seen a demonstration of washing of feet, such as at a wedding.
也许你在有一些婚礼里面，你看见这个洗脚的示范。
The bride and the groom washing each other's feet.
新郎和新娘彼此洗脚。
Or you may have seen this at one of our high school graduations, where they show this demonstration occasionally.
有时候在高中的毕业的这样的一个聚会里面呢，我们也看到有这样的一个示范。
But in these demonstrations, the feet are relatively clean to begin with, and the whole event is kind of serene.
这样这个示范的里面呢，这些脚本来都是很干净的，然后呢，好像整个的情形也是非常宁静平和的。
However, when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, it was a very dirty and messy event.
但是当基督为门徒洗脚的时候，那却是一个非常又脏又乱很混乱的情形。
In those days, they walked everywhere.
因为在那个时候呢，他们到处在都是走路的。
Jesus and his disciples had just walked a long distance before they came to the upper room for the last supper.
主耶稣跟门徒呢，他们走了一个很长的距离，然后呢，一直要到这个楼上要用晚餐的时候。
And their footwear was not hiking boots, nor Nike Air, nor not even closed toe.
那他们所穿的并不是登山的这些靴子，也不是耐克的这样跑鞋，也甚至不是脚趾头包住的。
They wore sandals, generally with just a little strap across the top.
他们穿着凉鞋，只是很简单的上面用绑在脚上而已。
And they walked on dirt roads and paths along with the animals and even the animal dung.
他们走在的路上是很脏的，是牲畜走过的，甚至呢，这些牲畜的粪便也在这个路上。
If you ever walked along the beach or a dirt path, you understand how the little granules get in between your toes.
如果你有在沙滩上行走，那你就知道说，这个脚会沾满了许多的沙。
And then you have a layer of dust across your feet.
而且脚下面呢，会有一层的沙。
Reflecting on this really gives some insight and help into how important it was for the washing of feet, especially before they ate a meal together.
如果我们知道这个，我们就知道主为门徒洗脚是有何等大的意义。
And it was a very get your hands dirty kind of task.
是会把你手弄脏的这样一件工作。
Think about how often we just moan about having to wash the dishes.
我们想想看，有时候我们甚至洗一点碗，我们都会抱怨。
I believe we don't really appreciate the power and the reality of this picture.
我觉得我们常常不明白，这个主耶稣洗脚这件事情带给我们的震撼，还有他实际要告诉我们什么。
Jesus was not just symbolically wiping a rag across the top of their foot.
主耶稣并不是说象征性的，好像这样随便的洗一下脚。
The word said he washed their feet.
主耶稣说，圣经上说主耶稣帮他门徒洗脚。
And then he wiped them with a towel that was wrapped around his waist.
他用手巾来擦干，然后围在他的腰上。
And he washed the feet of every one of the disciples there that night.
而且主耶稣他在场的每一位门徒洗脚。
He did not just pick out a few of his favorites.
主耶稣没有选一些他最喜爱的门徒为他们洗脚。
He washed all of them, including Judas, whom he knew would betray him.
主为每一位洗脚，包括犹大，就是后来要出卖主耶稣的。
Would you be able to wash Judas's feet, especially if you knew he was to betray you?
你是不是能够来洗犹大的脚？特别当你知道说他要出卖你的时候呢？
How do you even feel about the thought of washing your spouse's feet?
你有没有想到说你是不是可以替你的配偶来洗脚？
Or your children's feet if you knew they've just been walking along a dirty and muddy path?
或者你替你的儿女们洗脚，特别他们脚走过这个很脏的路上，你愿意为他们洗脚吗？
I believe every one of those disciples felt the love and the care when Jesus gently and lovingly washed their feet.
我相信这位每一位门徒当主耶稣这样温柔地替他们洗脚的时候，他们实在是感受到主耶稣的爱和关怀。
And they were humbled to know that the Lord, their Lord, would go and stoop to wash their feet.
他们被主耶稣这样子的一个洗脚的行动所折服了。
A task so menial that they would not even think to wash one another's feet or even to wash the Lord's feet.
洗脚是一个非常低贱卑微的工作，他们甚至没有想到说会彼此洗脚，甚至为主耶稣洗脚他们也不一定愿意。
And I think they felt very blessed as well.
同时当主耶稣洗他们的脚的时候，他们觉得很蒙福。
And I believe Jesus used the same care, attention and love for each and every one of them.
我相信主也是这样子的，来关心我们，来爱我们。
And he probably washed those feet to perfection.
而且呢，主耶稣洗脚的时候呢，他一定是洗得非常的完美。
After all, this was Jesus doing the task.
毕竟这是主在工作。
Which means he used the same care, the same love, the same attention for Judas.
主耶稣也是用同样的关心，同样的爱，在为犹大洗脚的时候，也是一模一样。
How often do we take one another for granted?
多少时候我们视彼此之间的关系为理所当然？
Especially in the family and in the family of God.
特别在家庭中或在神的家里面。
Or how often do we judge one another?
而且多少时候我们彼此论断？
The Lord said in John 13:15 here, "For I gave you an example so that you also would do just as I did for you."
在约翰福音13:15，主耶稣说：“我给你们做了榜样，叫你们做我所做的。”
It takes a different spirit to wash somebody's feet.
要替别人洗脚，这是需要一个不同的灵。
A lamb-like spirit.
是一个像羔羊一样的灵。
It takes a different life.
是需要一个不同的生命。
But that's exactly what the Lord made possible for each and every one of us.
这就是主他让我们在放在我们里面的生命，让这个成为可能。
He's placed his very life, his character within each one of us that has believed on Jesus.
对于每一位相信的，主耶稣把他的生命、他的性情、他的品格放在我们的里面。
Further, he intends each one of us to be a letter of that life and that love to one another.
首先，他让我们每一个人成为一个推荐信，然后呢，给每一个他所爱的。
Sometimes it's not so much a matter of what we do.
有时候并不是说我们做什么有关系。
Because the fact is, we would never give the right attention or care to the task.
因为常常我们虽然做一件事情，但是呢，我们并没有那么关注它，或者有个对的态度去做这件事。
But the life of Christ within us can do it if we will surrender to this life.
但是主耶稣在我们里面的生命却可以这样活出来，只要我们来顺服他。
So what does it mean practically to wash one another's feet today?
但今天实行上来说，彼此洗脚是什么意思呢？
One very simple way is just to tell the story of Jesus to one another.
最简单的一件事情就是来诉说，彼此诉说主耶稣在我们身上的故事。
Telling of the work of Jesus in my life, telling of what he is convicted and confessing me of.
对别人讲主在我们身上发生的事情，他怎样子来让我们折服，来光照我们。
And how he continues to reveal himself and his love to me.
而且他继续的来对我们启示他在我们身上的爱。
It has been said that history is his story.
在英文这个历史这个字就是他的故事。
And we know that the Lord Jesus uses all of history to reveal himself, to reveal his purpose.
我们知道主用整个人类的历史对我们来晓谕启示他的自己。
To reveal his love for mankind.
他对人来彰显他的爱。
So why are we not simply telling this story to one another?
为什么我们不能彼此来述说主在我们身上的故事呢？
Have we told the story of how we were saved to our children and to our friends?
我们对我们的儿女们，对我们的朋友，我们有没有跟他们讲说我们怎么得救的呢？
Have we told them about when we were baptized?
我们有没有对他讲我们如何受洗归入主的呢？
Or other milestones in our lives where Jesus has revealed himself?
或者是我们生活上，在我们一生当中的一些里程碑，主怎样子将他自己启示给我们？
Today's stories are just as significant as the past stories.
今天在我们作为发生的故事，跟在过去发生的故事是同样重要。
At the dinner table, we can share together what Jesus is revealing to us today.
在家庭晚餐一起吃晚餐的时候，我们可以来彼此分享主怎样子启示我。
Some experiences might even be failures, but were ultimately there was thanksgiving as Jesus manifested himself.
有时候是我们失败的经历，但是最终呢，是主来怎样将自己他的自己启示给我们。
We can share our struggles, our questions.
我们可以来交通到我们自己的挣扎，我们的努力或我们的问题。
And we can share His grace, His love, His forgiveness.
但是我们也可以交通到主的恩典、主的爱和他的赦免。
Unfortunately, how often do we use Bible verses just to try to make our own point?
很可惜的是，多少时候我们用圣经上的话要来佐证我们想要讲的话。
Or we debate one another over doctrinal truths.
或者我们彼此对于这个圣经的真理好像有一些所谓的教义有点辩论。
That's more like throwing the basin of water in somebody's face.
就好像是拿一盆水来泼在一个人的脸上。
The Lord never debated.
主他从来不辩论。
Now sometimes his words were very convicting, at least to the flesh.
主的话特别对我们的这个非常的定罪我们的肉体。
But his words are always life to the spirit.
但是呢，对于灵来讲呢，它是生命。
And he shares them in a spirit that brings washing and refreshing.
主耶稣交通到他的话语的时候，是让我们可以清洗，被更新。
So how often do we find ourselves in these days even debating social injustice, politics, all these issues amongst ourselves?
今天在我们当中，我们常常会为着社会公益或者是政治的事情有许多的辩论。
It's painful to think about how divided we are as the church in these days.
当我们想到教会今天是何等的分裂，何等让我们心痛。
It's as if we don't trust the Lord.
好像我们并没有那样的信靠神。
We act like we need to help the Lord as if he needs help.
好像我们需要帮忙主，主需要一点帮助。
It's quite ridiculous when you really think about it.
我们来这样想的话，你就会觉得这很可笑。
The Lord is perfectly capable and he's the only one capable of doing his will and his purpose.
主他完全有能力，而且只有他是有能力可以来照着他的旨意来成就。
We've seemingly bought into the lie that we can fix the world and everything around us.
有时候我们会被这个谎言所欺骗，觉得说我们可以来解决这世上的所有的问题。
But Jesus never just tried to fix the world. Instead, he died for us to be delivered from the grip of this world and sin.
主从来没有要来改正这个世界上的许多的问题，但是呢，他却死了。他死了，为要把我们从这世界、从罪里面被拯救出来。
Now sometimes we say, "Well, today's different. Times are different."
那你会说，也许今天时代不一样了。
In these end times, we are to be the mighty army of the Lord.
在这幕后的时代，我们要成为主大能的军队。
And we're to fight for the Lord.
我们要为主征战。
And we are, but how did the Lord fight?
是的，是这样。但是主是怎么样子来征战呢？
He demonstrated power and strength in taking the time to wash the disciples' feet.
他来证明他的能力，他的力量，怎么证明呢？他花时间来替门徒洗脚。
This group was busy arguing among themselves who was the greatest.
他的门徒们正很忙的彼此的来争论说谁为大。
And then the Lord demonstrated what it meant to be the greatest.
主向他们示范，怎么样成为一个最大的呢？
And he won the greatest victory the next day by going to the cross and dying on behalf of all mankind.
第二天， 主就借着他为所有的世人死来完成了这个最大的胜利。
John 18:36, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm.
约翰福音18:36, 主耶稣说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，所以我不会被交在犹太人的手里面，但是只是我的国不属这世界。
So how do we live out the reality of this kingdom in these days?
在今天这样的世代的里面，我们怎么样活出这个国度的实际呢？
It's by being strong enough and courageous enough to wash one another's feet.
就是你要有足够的勇气来替彼此来洗脚。
Even to wash the feet of those that may betray us.
甚至为着那些要出卖你的人洗脚。
The world says it's a position of weakness, but it's actually a position of great strength.
从世人看这是一个软弱的位置，但是在神的眼里面，这是一个刚强的一个位置。
It's the testimony of another life, Christ our life.
这是来见证有一个不同的生命，就是基督的生命。
And when Christ's life is present, there is blessing.
当基督的生命被在彰显出来的时候，那里就有祝福。
Even amidst judgment and conviction, there's blessing.
甚至主来审判我们，来定罪我们，但是这也是祝福。
So the second point, testimony brings blessing.
第二点，见证带来祝福。
How do we bless one another instead of tearing down or causing division?
我们如何来彼此祝福，而不是彼此来拆毁而造成分裂呢？
And how do we do this in a way that still stands for truth?
那我们如何站在真理上，我们仍然能够这样行呢？
Often it's how we react or how we respond to the circumstances around us that results in whether we're a blessing or a cursing.
常常我们的反应就是根据我们遭遇到的环境和发生的事情，那有的是祝福，有的是咒诅。
I recently heard the testimony of a Dr. Anthony Levitino.
最近我听到有一个见证是关于有一个医生叫 Anthony Levitino.
Now he had performed over 1,200 abortions.Before he became an outspoken pro-life advocate, but most importantly, after all that, he later came to surrender his life to Christ.
他曾经做过超过1200个堕胎的手术，在他成为一个反堕胎、尊重生命的拥护者之前，那最重要的事情就是后来呢，他把他的生命来奉献给基督。
So in the 1970s, 80s, he was part of an OB-GYN practice who was actually treating many female patients.
在1970年、80年代的时候，他是一个妇产科的医生，他看过许多的病人。
And he was one of two doctors that specialized or was considered a specialist in abortions.
在那诊所里面，他是两位堕胎专家之一。
Even performing late-term abortions.
甚至呢，这个晚期的堕胎他也做过。
Now there were many things the Lord used in his life to ultimately bring him to Christ.
但主借着他生活上发生的许多事情，最终把他带来归向基督。
This included the devastating death of one of his daughters at the age of 5, who was hit by a car.
包括一个很悲惨的一个事情，就是他五岁的女儿呢被车子撞死了。
What I want to consider with you this morning was one of the things intertwined in his story.It kind of laid a foundation.
但是我跟你要跟大家分享的就是有一个故事呢，在他的这个改变的过程当中，可以说奠定了一个基础。
So during the days when he was treating patients, performing abortions,
在他在做堕胎手术那一段时间里面
，there were often picketers and protests outside their office.
常常会有一些纠察队员或者是示威者呢，在他的诊所的外面。
And the doctors were never bothered by this because they just thought of these people as religious fanatics.
这些医生们呢，哎，反正就不理他们。他们觉得说这些不过是一些宗教狂热分子。
However, he tells of the impact of one of his patients.
但是有一位他的病人却对他造成一个很大的冲击。
A young lady who had come in periodically for her annual exams.
有一位年轻的妇女，她每一年都来做健康检查。
And during her first annual exam, she asked when they were done, Doctor, can I speak to you for just a moment?
当他第一次来做检查的时候，检查完了，这位年轻的妇女就对医生说，我可不可以跟你说一些话呢？
He of course said yes, how can I help you?
那医生当然说，可以啊，我怎么样能够帮助你呢？
This young lady then softly, gently told him that she had been sent there by Jesus to tell him that Jesus had something better for his life.
这位妇女就非常温柔，非常谦和地说，她是主耶稣差遣他来，要跟他跟医生讲说他生命里面一件很重要的事。
She asked him to consider to please stop performing abortions.
这位妇女对这医生说，能不能够请你停止做堕胎的手术？
Of course, at first he thought she was just crazy, and he professionally but quickly shepherded her out of the office.
那这医生就觉得这个妇女这精神有点问题，所以他很快的呢就中断他的话，把他请走了。
Now during the course of the next year, during holidays, she would send greeting cards.
在过往的以后的日子呢，在假期的时候，他会写一些卡片给他。
Once she even sent a plate of brownies to the office.
甚至有一次呢，他把一个巧克力蛋糕送到他的诊所。
And she always included a message to just remind him that the Lord Jesus had a wonderful plan for his life.
他总是附带一个信息说，主耶稣基督对你的生命有一个非常美好的计划。
The next year she asked again if she could speak to him at the end of the exam.
第二年当他来做检查的时候，他又对医生说，我是不是能够花几分钟跟你说呢？
Now he knew what she was going to say, but she was asking in such a polite and non-confrontational way.
这位医生知道这位妇女要说什么，但是因为这位妇女呢，她用一个很礼貌，而且呢，并不是一个敌对性的这样的态度来对他说话。
And this was his patient, and so he allowed her to speak.
那这位妇女是这医生的病人，所以他医生就让这个妇女说话。
And she repeated the same message from the year before.
她又重复了前一年她所说的话。
Now she continued to evangelize him in this very gentle way and to pray for him for a period of 7 years.
这位妇女呢，就这样很温柔的、很持续的来传福音，而且这样的事情呢，持续了七年。
She saw no immediate results, but there was a foundation that was being laid.
她虽然看不到什么结果，但是呢，在这个医生的心里面呢，神就开始动工。
Ultimately, years later, when he accepted Christ, the doctor looked her up, and she was the first one he came back to thank her for the role she played in his coming to the Lord Jesus.
多年以后，这位医生接受了主，那他就首先感谢这位妇女，他在这么段时间在他身上所做的。
If we want to make a difference, if we want to bring about real change, it comes by displaying the character of Christ.
我们若要有一些真正的改变，能够来让人家有改变，那就是要能够彰显基督的品格。
In opposing what he was doing, she was still a blessing.
不管这位堕胎的医生当时是怎么说、怎么样看他，对他来讲，这个妇女是他的祝福。
Well, there are many lessons we can take from that, but the question or the key is, what do people read in us as a letter?
我们可以从这个例子学到很多，但是重要的是，当人看我们的时候，他读到的是怎样的一封信。
In Luke chapter 6, 27 and 28, Jesus states, But I say to you, hear, you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
在路加福音6章27节、28节这样说，只是我告诉你们这些听到的，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse.
罗马书12章14节，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。
And then in verses 20 and 21, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书12章20、21节，所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。你不可为恶所胜，凡要以善胜恶。
Now, if this is the way we are to treat our enemies, how should we be treating our brothers and sisters?
这是我们对待 敌人主要我们的态度，但是我们对于弟兄姐妹，我们彼此怎么样对待呢？
But remember, you must be sincere.
记得当你这样做的时候，必须要真诚。
You cannot feed them with the intent to heap coals on their head.
你这样对待他的时候，你不能有一个动机是要说要把炭火堆在他头上。
Your intent must be to bless.
你的动机必须要说是要给他祝福。
To lovingly and carefully wash their feet.
在爱的里面，在关怀的里面，替他洗脚。
And the amazing thing is, when you bless others, you in turn are blessed.
但是很奇妙的事情是，当我们为人祝福的时候，我们自己就蒙福。
And most importantly, the Lord is magnified because it takes Christ's life to do that.
更重要的事情是，基督就被显大了。为什么呢？因为需要基督的生命来做这些。
We are to be a scroll or a letter where others read Christ and their blessed by what they see.
我们必须要像一个羊皮卷或像一个信一封信一样，让人家来读我们是什么。
But we must remember the scroll does not get to decide what verses it carries.
但是我们要记得这个羊皮卷呢本身它不能来决定什么写在这个它的上面呢。
The scroll cannot say, I'd like to carry John 15.
这个书卷这个羊皮卷不能够说我要约翰福音十五章写在我上面。
Let somebody else carry Job or Lamentations.
让另外的人呢把约伯记或者是耶利米哀歌写在他们的上面。
But the scroll lets the writer determine the message.
我们只不过是一个羊皮卷，需要书写的人来写上面要写什么东西。
And when the writer is the Holy Spirit, it will always point back to Jesus and the fulfillment of His will and purpose.
这个写信的就是圣灵，他总是指向着基督，为着要把基督的旨意写在我们的身上。
We are to be a letter bringing the life of Christ to the world.
我们应该是基督的见信，可以把基督的生命带到这世上。
And bringing the Word of God.
要把神的话带到这个世上。
Hebrews 4:12 reminds us, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
希伯来书四章十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能够辨明。
The word is very powerful, but we need to understand how to properly handle it.
主的话是非常有能力的，但是我们要知道怎么样来使用。
We are not to cut each other up with the word of God.
我们不是要用主的话彼此来杀伤。
We often do harm where the Lord wants to bring blessing.
常常主要带来的是祝福，但是我们带来的是伤害。
It is the Spirit that gives life.
是圣灵来供应生命。
When Jesus uses the word, it's like a surgeon with a scalpel.
当主耶稣来使用神的话的时候，就像一个外科医生用他的手术刀一样。
Excellently making that precise cut to divide between soul and spirit.
是非常精准的，用这手术刀来分开灵与魂。
When we bring the word of God, coupled with the character of Christ, blessing and building result.
当我们要用主耶稣的话，神的话，再加上神的爱和他的性情，那这样就会带来一个建造。
Are we washing one another's feet and blessing one another with the word of God?
我们是不是用主的话彼此洗脚，彼此祝福呢？
It's also a blessing to be a sincere listener.
另外就是我们可以带来祝福，如果我们能够成为一个很真诚的一个听众。
To intently listen when someone is telling us his story in their life.
当有人来跟我们讲他的故事的时候，我们能够很注意的倾听。
It's a tremendous blessing when others know that they have your full attention.
当另外一个人知道说他有你完全的注意力的时候，这对他来讲是一个很大的祝福。
Not only are we refreshed and blessed, they are as well when they know there's a receiving of that life.
不仅我们被更新了，被祝福了，而且另外一个人对方也能够得到生命。
Reminds me of the picture if we're all in a stadium and somebody lights a candle.
这就提醒我说，有时候我们到一个运动这个运动场到运动馆的里面。
And then uses that candle to light the next person's candle and another person's candle.
然后呢，有一个人点燃一支蜡烛，然后就用这个蜡烛来点燃下一根蜡烛，然后再下一根蜡烛。
Together, it results in a brilliant light shining forth.
最后的结果就是整个的运动场就被这个一些光很大的光所点燃点照耀了。
This is testimony of Jesus.
这就是基督的见证。
We all experienced something of this testimony a couple of weeks ago, and a number of brothers and sisters shared during the ministry time.
在几个礼拜以前，我们有一些弟兄姐妹来做见证，这就是这样的一个经历。
We saw through fiery trial and difficulty the life of Christ shining forth.
我们看见有些弟兄姐妹经过像火炼一样的试炼或者是困难，但是基督的生命就被彰显了。
And Christ was praised.
基督就得着称赞荣耀。
The character of Christ was gloriously revealed through his people.
基督的性情他的品格就在他的儿女们这样子被荣耀的来彰显。
And this is the Lord's desire to have a people who collectively testify of his lordship.
主所要得着的就是有一批人能够这样子团体来见证主耶稣的主权。
So the third point,The fullness of testimony comes out of us being built together as the body of Christ.
第三点，神丰满的见证要借着我们是基督的身体被建造在一起而彰显。
The Lord has told us that He is building His church.
主告诉我们说他在建造他的教会。
And our role is to yield to that building work.
我们所要做的就是对主耶稣这个建造的工作，我们把自己奉献，把让在主的手中。
We begin as we were reminded last week by repenting continually and surrendering to Jesus.
上礼拜我们也被提醒，我们就是不断的要在主的面前悔改，而且呢，要把自己奉献给主。
To allow His purifying work to form Christ in us, that we might be a blessing to one another.
让神这样洁净的工作把基督成形在我们的里面，所以我们可以成为神的祝福。
But to be built up together first begins with taking a humble position.
要能够被建造在一起，首先我们就是要站在一个卑微的一个位置。
Willingness to deny ourselves, this is the cross.
我们愿意舍己，愿意来背十字架。
Are we willing to wash one another's feet?
我们是否愿意彼此洗脚呢？
Or are we a hindrance?To the building work that the Lord wants to do, based on how we interact and treat one another.
我们彼此这样对待，难道是成为神要在我们当中建造的拦阻吗？
We need to see the critical importance of this corporate testimony.
我们要知道，这个团体见证的重要性。
Remember the story of our brother Nehemiah.
我们记得尼希米的故事吗？
The wall around Jerusalem representing the Lord's testimony was in ruin. It was a pile of rubble.
耶路撒冷周围的城墙就代表见证，那时候已经变成废墟了，而且呢变成一堆乱石。
Do we see that His testimony is in ruin around us today?
我们是否看到神的见证在我们的当中，好像也是这样的毁坏呢？
And this condition of God's people and their testimony greatly troubled Nehemiah.
这样的情形呢，在尼希米的里面呢，他就非常的忧心。
Are we troubled by the poor condition of the church today?
今天我们是否为教会这样子可怜的光景，我们感到痛心，感到忧心呢？
Now Nehemiah had a high position. He was the cupbearer to the king in a foreign land.
尼希米当时是做王九正的，他是有一个非常高的地位，是在一个外邦。
But his heart was for Jerusalem, the city of God and God's people.
但他的心却在耶路撒冷，为着神而杀他的子民。
And the king trusted Nehemiah with his very life.
王把自己的生命，甚至都向信托在尼希米的手中。
Nehemiah's job was to drink whatever liquid was going to be given to the king, so to see if it was poisoned first.
尼希米做的事情就是。所以要给王喝的东西呢，尼希米要先喝，看看是不是有毒。
Nehemiah did his job very well, and he had the trust of the king.
尼希米把他工作做得非常好，所以王非常信任他。
But Nehemiah's heart was in another kingdom.
但是尼希米的心却在另外一个国度。
the Lord's kingdom.
是主的国度。
As a matter of fact, because Nehemiah's heart was in the Lord's kingdom, that's what made him so trustworthy.
而且正是因为尼希米的心，他是在神的国度，所以让尼希米成为一个可以被信任的人。
He expressed the very character of Christ in the kingdom that he was living in.
他在他所处的外邦的国度的里面彰显基督的品格。
Because of the reality of the dwelling place he had in the Lord's kingdom.
因为他实际上是活在神的国度的里面的一个人。
Nehemiah's heartache showed forth on his face.
尼希米呢、啊、他这个心痛呢也显在他的脸上。
Nehemiah was not distracted by all the chaos and the issues and challenges around him.
尼希米并不是因为周围的混乱这些问题而所搅扰。
He served faithfully, but his attention was given to the Lord's testimony.
他非常忠心的侍奉王，但是呢他的注意力却在神的旨意、神的工作上。
The question we need to ask ourselves is, what is our attention given to these days?
我们要问自己的问题是，我们今天我们的注意力摆在什么上面呢？
What are we devoted to?
我们把自己来放交在什么事情上面花我们的时间呢？
Now the king graciously gave Nehemiah some time away from work so he could go and build the wall.
所以尼希米就蒙神的恩典，可以让他去耶路撒冷来建造神的城墙。
But Nehemiah still faced much opposition.
但是尼希米还是要面临许多的这些反对。
He records that the people of the land mocked and despised them.
因为那地的人嘲笑他，那地的人呢也轻视他。
They made false accusations saying that the people were going to rebel against the king.
甚至这些人诬告尼希米说，这些人呢他们是要来背叛王。
Attention to the Lord's testimony always comes with opposition.
当我们对神的旨意关心的时候，一定带来反对的。
The enemy will do anything to keep the wall from being built and the breaches from being closed up.
仇敌要做一件事情，就是来拦阻神的城墙可以被建造，或者是呢，他要在城墙上面造成一些缺口。
So how do we respond to such attacks?
那我们对仇敌这样的攻击，我们的反应是什么呢？
Are we so attached to our reputation that we think we need to fight back?
我们要为我们自己的名誉或者脸面来反对吗？
Or to defend ourselves?
或者是我们要维护我们自己，要捍卫自己吗？
What are we really defending?
我们要捍卫的是什么呢？
The enemy will attack. This should not surprise or alarm us.
仇敌一定会来攻击，这不应该会让我们觉得很意外，或者是很觉得说让我们惊吓。
I've been deposed several times by attorneys in legal proceedings.
在好几次的这种法律的这种开庭的时候呢，我也是被许多人被一些事情所反对过。
One of their favorite tactics is to be talking calmly and asking questions, and then slam something down on the table and start making false accusations very loudly.
对方的律师的常用的伎俩就是说，他刚开始的时候很平顺的讲话，但突然一下，哎，他就变得很凶，然后呢就拍桌子，然后呢。做一些这个假见证来诬告人。
The idea is to get an emotional reaction.
他们的目的就是要让你情绪被激动。
And that's exactly what the world wants to do, is stir up our emotions every day.
这就是世界今天要做的，就每一天呢，他要挑起我们的情绪。
We need to ask the Lord to deliver us from these emotions.
我们要求主来拯救我们脱离这种情绪的反应。
To deliver us from reacting out of this self-life and quickly blogging all over the internet.
来提醒我们不要在被这个自己的所激动，然后呢很快的在网络上呢来博写一些博客。
It's always remember what the enemy means for evil, the Lord can turn to good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose.
我们常常要被提醒，仇敌的意思是不好的，是要来害我们。但是神的意思是好的，那神为爱他的人为他所呼召的人呢神可以将一切变成美好。
Now when they couldn't get Nehemiah to react, the world did something even more subtle.
当这世界不能够让尼希米来有情绪上的反应的时候呢，这个世界就用了一个更细微更险恶的办法。
And that is to offer to come in and help build.
世界就说，那我来一起帮你们建造吧。
The enemy will come in what looks like a very peaceable and friendly way.
仇敌刚来的时候呢，觉得好像是很和平，好像很友善的。
In order to creep in and subtly divide.
他就很这样子的偷偷的进来以后呢，他就来分裂我们。
Bringing the priorities of the world into the church.
把世界上的这些优先次序带到教会里面来分裂教会。
Now we are to be in this world, we are to operate and take care of our worldly responsibilities.
是的，我们在这世界上，我们有当尽这个在世界上的责任。
But we are not of this world.
但是我们不属这世界。
Our goals and priorities are set by Christ and they should be about His testimony.
我们的优先次序是神来设定的，是关于他的见证。
When we're at war with each other in the church over worldly cares and issues, the enemy has us right where he wants us.
如果说是我们来关心这世界上的事情，然后呢就被世界上所吸引，这就是仇敌要得着的。
And we need to remember to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but render unto the Lord what is the Lord's.
但是我们要被提醒，该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
Every believer in Jesus should be brought to God.
每一个得救蒙恩得救的都要被带到神的面前。
We should be placing one another at the throne with clean feet.
我们必须要脚被洗净，然后呢被呈现在神的宝座前。
We need to quit judging one another and be about washing one another's feet.
我们要停止彼此论断，而开始彼此洗脚。
If we have strained relationships in the family, we need to cry out to the Lord to restore.
当家庭里面有一些紧张的关系，我们要向神呼求，来求主来拯救我们。
If we have offended one another, we need to ask for forgiveness.
当我们彼此来得罪的时候呢，我们要求主来帮助我们能够彼此赦免。
And where we've tried to build with something other than the character of Christ, we need to repent.
当我们用不是神的性情来建造的时候，我们需要悔改。
Be hard in judging yourself.But always give grace and mercy to others.
那我们来看自己，必须要很审慎、很严格来看。但是呢，对别人要有怜悯，要有恩典。
It is not weakness; it takes the greatest courage.
这不是软弱，而是需要很大的勇气。
In Nehemiah, we see the people coming together to build the wall.
当尼希米的时候，我们看见这些神的子民来建造这个城墙。
All were involved, the priests, the perfumers, the goldsmith, the children, everybody.
我们看见所有的人都来参与，包括祭司，包括首领，包括做香的，包括这些金匠、银匠，还有孩子，所有的人。
And they didn't bring their earthly status or gifts in. Instead, they were building with one material.
他们没有把自己的地位，把自己的世界上的这些财富这些东西来带进来。
Building that wall with the character of Christ.
他们只有用一件事情来建造，就是基督的品格。
The wall of testimony is only built with that one material.
神的城墙只有用这个材料来建造。
John 13:35, by this all men will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
约翰福音13:35，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So I want to conclude with one little last story.
我最后用一个故事来总结。
I believe it's an example of how the church should be reacting to many things amongst us in these days.
我想这是一个例子，我们教会怎么样子来在这世界上发生很多事情，我们应该有的反应。
So I was particularly blessed here just a few weeks ago going to a funeral visitation.
在几个礼拜以前我很蒙福因为我去参加一个葬礼之前的这样一个瞻容的一个拜访。
This was for the mother of one of my colleagues.
这是我同事的一位母亲。
I never had the pleasure of meeting this lady, but I knew something about her by knowing her son.
我虽然没有遇见过这位母亲，但是因为我是跟他的儿子做同事我知道一些他的情形。
After all, he was a letter that expressed something on her heart.
毕竟他的儿子就变成这位母亲的见信来彰显他心里面所存的。
And I came to find that she had written many letters as a mother of five, a grandmother, a blessing in the church.
他也写了很多的信，为什么呢？因为他有五个儿子，他有许多的孙子，还有在教会里面也服侍。
She was described as gracious, loving, selfless.
那人家对他的描述啊，就是一位充满着爱，而且是一个无私的人。
A devout Christian that loved to worship and praise the Lord.
成为一位喜欢敬拜赞美神的基督徒。
Now, while the family members and friends gathered around, were experiencing pain from this loss of this one.
当家人和朋友聚集在一起的时候，我们经历到因为失去了这位姐妹的痛苦。
What the world might consider a tragedy, though, was very uplifting.
在世人的眼里面，这是一个悲剧，但是对我们来讲呢，却是非常鼓舞我们的。
Uplifting in how they encouraged one another and trusting in the Lord.
他们如何的彼此的来鼓励，如何来信靠神，成为我很大的激励。
Towards the end of the time, her husband gathered everybody around in the sanctuary.
那最后结束的时候，大家到前面一个圣所的地方祷告。
And what followed was one of the most beautiful times of worship and prayer that I have even ever participated in.
那后来发生的就是我经历里面的一个其中是一个最美好最让我感动的这样的敬拜赞美的情形。
Despite the lack of, or this lack of understanding of why the loss,
虽然我们不知道为什么有这样的损失。
There was still no murmuring about the inability to visit her in a hospital in the final days.
但是呢，对于最后没有办法到医院去看她，他们也都没有埋怨。
And no questioning that the Lord was still on the throne.
对于主，他坐在宝座上，我们也没有他们也没有怀疑。
There was utmost confidence in Jesus expressed.
这是对主最深的信靠的一个彰显。
And that she was home in his loving arms.
这位姐妹回到她爱她的主的家里面。
And the result was praise and worship exalting Jesus.
结果就是敬拜赞美来高举基督。
And prayer that through it all, Jesus would be magnified.
在所有的祷告里面，耶稣显伟大。
Now I went in a small way to wash the feet of my colleague.
那我就见证我好像一个很小很小的一个经历来洗我同事的脚。
But the reality is my feet were washed by those I met and by being in the presence of the Lord together with his body.
但是事实上是在主的同在还有在这许多人当中呢，我好像自己的脚被洗了。
That was testimony that resulted in blessing and testimony that united the body of Christ.
这是一个见证可以让我们怎么样在基督的身体的里面合一。
Saints, does our heart ache as we look at the condition of the church?
圣徒们，当我们来看教会的情形，我们很心痛。
When we see the walls broken down and in ruin, what is our response?
当我们看见这个城墙破坏了、毁坏了，我们的反应是什么呢？
Are we letting the evil one in the world establish how we should react?
我们让这个世界上的邪恶的王来决定我们怎么反应吗？
Or instead, are we allowing the purifying work of the cross to do that work in our hearts?
还是我们让神这个十字架洁净的工作在我们的心里面动工。
That we might bring the character of Christ, the Lamb's Spirit, to every situation and into the building of the body of Christ.
在所有的环境的里面，我们是不是让基督的性情，就是羔羊的生命，在所有的事情上彰显，让我们一起来建造呢？
Where we failed, may we repent.
我们在什么地方失败，我们就要在什么地方悔改。
And deny ourselves that the Lord's Spirit may shine forth.
我们舍己，好让基督的见证可以来彰显。
May we be willing to take that lowest place and wash one another's feet.
愿我们都愿意把自己摆在最卑微的位置，来彼此洗脚。
Where Christ's life is present, there is blessing, and He is magnified.
当基督在哪里显明被彰显，那他就在那里被显大，然后被高举。
May we be those in these days that rightfully testify of who He is.
我们愿意在这样的日子里面，我们成为基督的见证的彰显。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are humbled when we think about how You sacrificed all on our behalf.
主啊，当每次我们思想到你为我们牺牲的一切的所有，哦，主，我们的心就被折服。
Lord, may we learn to yield to that spirit of life you have put within us.
我们愿意在对你在我们里面放下你自己的生命，我们愿意降服在这其中。
That spirit that would teach us to deny ourselves.
这个灵来教导我们如何舍己。
And to be those like you, willing to wash one another's feet.
我们愿意像你一样，我们愿意来彼此洗脚。
To manifest the glorious life of Christ in these dark days.
在这样黑暗的时日的里面，我们能够来彰显基督的生命。
Lord, we humbly do put ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们谦卑地把自己让在你信实的手中。
Have your way, Lord Jesus, and may you be magnified.
凭你一行，愿意你被显大。
In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.